Hello and welcome back to the latest Think Business podcast powered by Bank of Ireland. Guaranteed Irish, Ireland's national symbol of trust, was launched in 1974 and is celebrating its 50-year anniversary this year. We talked to CEO Breed O'Connell about how the not-for-profit supports a network of businesses from Indigenous to locally based global leaders throughout the country and her vision for the next 50 years. You're very welcome, Breed. Great to talk to you. We're talking on the occasion of recently, On Post and Guaranteed Irish collaborated on a commemoration stamp to mark 50 years of Guaranteed Irish. And I'm not sure there's a kid alive today, at least who went to school in the 80s and 90s, who didn't see the Guaranteed Irish symbol on their copybooks and their books when they were buying them. And I suppose to begin with, the 50 years, that's quite an achievement. And would you be able to tell us about how Guaranteed and why Guaranteed Irish came about in the first place?
Sure. Thanks, John, for having us on. It's great to have the celebration of the Guaranteed Irish license, I suppose, for the last 50 years. So it really was born out of the Irish Goods Council and the desire to get people to buy Irish. And that's changed dramatically over the last number of years as Ireland has evolved since they joined as a member of the EEC back in 73, and Guaranteed Irish was then, I suppose, and the symbol conceptualized in 74. So in terms of going forward for the last 50 years, Guaranteed Irish has come to mean a number of things and different things to different people, but primarily links back to supporting jobs and relevant today when we're nearly at full employment, because there's only the smallest thing around the corner to throw us all off, from COVID to banking crisis to recessions. So there's always something there. And I always liken Guaranteed Irish that they are an RNLI lifeboat. You hope you never have to use it, but it's really important that it's there when you need it. And Guaranteed Irish has been that flagship as a national symbol of trust in business. It has earned its stripes. It's been there for businesses for the last 50 years. And it supports businesses who, in turn, support jobs, sustainable, good quality jobs, who give back to their communities, keep those communities alive and thriving. And most importantly, showcase provenance with pride, make Ireland look good, pay their taxes here, contribute to revenue, and as a result of that, they actually very often use ancillary services throughout Ireland, giving the smaller guy a lift up behind them. So really driving that circular ecosystem of businesses here based in Ireland. And of course, the big change, John, is over the last 50 years, Guaranteed Irish supports all businesses based in Ireland, not just Indigenous. We support homegrown and international equally, because they're the guys between them who keep us all in jobs and keep our economy moving. So it's important that we address Ireland as the most diverse and inclusive version of our own Irishness, and that everybody has a voice at the table.
Yeah, that mission probably took on a poignant urgency during the pandemic, when, you know, an event that never happened in the history of Irish business or business globally was everything having to be locked down and people having to stay inside. Everything else had happened with that. Would you say Guaranteed Irish kind of came into its own during the pandemic?
A bit like all recessions or bad news stories out there, Guaranteed Irish does well in bad times. And the reason it does is because people want an anchor, a support, and Guaranteed Irish has always provided that. It's a not-for-profit organisation, not funded by the government, so it's funded by its members only, and it's those guys who give back and support each other. And that's, I suppose, the key to a really strong underlying foundation. And during COVID, we had rebranded, repositioned, and reignited the brand a few years previous, but COVID really allowed Guaranteed Irish to jump immediately. So, for example, John, one of the things that happened during COVID, as you'll remember, and we try not to remember, I suppose, but small businesses and all businesses just were closed. The doors were closed. And small businesses who did not have an e-commerce platform were really struggling and saying, look, we're making candles, we're making beauty products, we're making fashion items. Nobody's going anywhere. We can't sell them. The shops are so closed. They're struggling. How are we going to get these out? And we said, look, we'll provide a portal, really a very simple and very rudimentary portal that gave a window, a one URL, so that Guaranteed Irish Gifts was conceptualized, guaranteedirishgifts.ie. And basically, people could create a window to their own business. And it was up to them then to sell either through Instagram, Facebook at the time. It's changed, of course, dramatically now. And they were able to go to their own sites and trade for them. We didn't charge them any commission. We just tried to get the business flowing to one single address, Guaranteed Irish Case Study, and get to the candle maker, the beauty producer, the craft maker, the food designer, or the food creator, producer, and they could support locally. So this was happening across the world. This isn't just relevant to Ireland, but we were fast to do it here. But the other countries did the same, where they tried to support the local and then support the local economy, keep those bread and butter on the table, literally. Everybody tried to support each other. And of course, out of that then, John, came the desire to be a little bit more sustainable in our supply chain. Because if you look at it and move it on a little bit further, which we did, the construction sector, who were one of the first to come back, were looking at how can we make our supply chains a little bit more reliable and trustworthy and a little bit closer to home. So Guaranteed Irish House was born out of that. And Guaranteed Irish House is a listing of all the products or materials or services you need to build a house, an extension, an apartment, an office block. And the idea there was to get to the architects and the quantity surveyors and the engineers and say, listen, guys, if you're going to build and you're going to develop, let's look at trying to reduce supply chain. Therefore, reduce your carbon footprint. Therefore, reduce the logistical miles and be sure of where your supply is coming from and be able to order it and deliver it in a timely fashion. And it's also safeguarding those jobs based in Ireland while you're doing it. So, real win-win stuff. So, that came out really strong for us during COVID and it really helped us get back and I suppose amongst people and businesses' minds for going forward.
And that's the thing. I mean, looking to the future, I mean, that's a very strong sustainability message. But there's a lot of change happening in the world when it comes to things like businesses are under attack from the element of cybersecurity point of view. People are, I think Irish, I think 70% of Irish people buy online from overseas. There's a lot of challenges to the typical Irish brand that, I would say on the upside, if something is Irish, I think in terms of optics, we speak of authenticity and quality. We've got great food companies that, use natural ingredients, which really ticks that sustainability box. And of course, we've got, a great agriculture sector. How do you see the mission of Guaranteed Irish in terms of making sure that we tick a lot of those boxes in a world where authenticity and, putting people's, feelings at bay and or concerns at bay around sustainability and security? How do you see your role in that kind of world where accessibility is brilliant, but at the same time, it's a much noisier field?
Yeah, it's very competitive for sure. So, as a national symbol of trust, Guaranteed Irish just has to keep hammering the message home that by supporting local and looking global nonetheless, not to be an insular islandic in our viewpoint, to keep it broad. And we are very proud Irish people, but we're also very proud Europeans, don't forget. So there's room for everybody, but what we need to do is make sure as a national symbol of trust that businesses who are licensed Guaranteed Irish are bringing that little bit extra and in the true meaning of sustainability. And it's a word that's bandied around a lot, John, badly, but in the true meaning of sustainability, a company that is licensed by Guaranteed Irish means that they're giving back to other companies and other communities. So they're sustaining not just their own business, but others by bringing them into their supply chain. That's something we really advocate for. And that's a little bit deeper. People have to think about that. So it's great to make a profit in business, and there's no fun in having a business and going through the angst of a business if you don't make a profit. But it's nice when you make a profit and you start to move along that you actually turn back and say, I can give this guy over here a leg up by bringing him into my supply chain. And that's really important. And that's the authenticity, I suppose, that you're referring to. And I see organizations talking about that, but not all of them do that. And that's one of the criteria we really push for on our membership, that they give back a little and that they make room for other guys to join that local supply chain.
My frustration often with Ireland and being Irish is sometimes I feel we don't often think big enough. For example, we built the M50 with two lanes and a toll booth in the middle, which defeated the entire point of it. I know they had to pay for it somehow, but the whole, when it comes to thinking big, often I think people you know, Irish businesses tended to be kind of like heroes in their own environment. And the idea of scaling globally and exporting and building businesses of scale, it's really only something that I feel has really taken an urgency in the last 15 years or so, because before that, it just didn't seem to be the whole purpose. A lot of time behind people set up businesses simply survive, I suppose. But you know, now we need to kind of think world class and think bigger in order to create jobs and make them sustainable. But also we need to put outposts around the world. Do you see a role for Guaranteed Irish in that export urgency or that scaling urgency where, you know, clearly we're part of a world economy, but, you know, it isn't just enough to kind of create a big business in a small town. You know, you might be a small business in a bigger world.
Absolutely. So Guaranteed Irish, just as a matter of interest, has about 2,300 members at the moment, heading for 2,500 pretty soon. In terms of those businesses, they employ 150,000 people here at home, and their value to the Irish economy is just under 15 billion, John. But the value to the global economy is nearly 50 billion. So the volume of exports is massive for our members, and we really take note of that. And the numbers are very big, they speak for themselves. So what can we do in terms of filling into that outpost, as you say, that Ireland and businesses should have? I think the businesses in Ireland are fantastic. They're very dynamic. They very much are aware that we live in a boutique destination where we can concept test, get it out there and scale for those that are relevant to scaling. One thing I would say about products coming out of Ireland, we've always been good over the generations, long before yours and my time, John, of advocating for quality, trust, from our food to our storytelling to our, I suppose, our ability to communicate. And I think we're very strong on that. And even though marketing is a relatively new business in terms of the last 30 years, in terms of, I think our ability to communicate and storytell about our products is excellent. And we need more of that. We need to see that at world level. And I think we are seeing that. And the likes of businesses like Kingspan, Glenisk Foods, you see so many businesses, you know, going across the world, really, like the likes of our tech companies, I mean, and pharmaceuticals, the global hub of manufacturing and pharmaceuticals, fantastic. And the quality going across the world. What we need to see is the value of the Guaranteed Irish being recognised overseas. And we're beginning to see it. So that's an area that we would really like to grow and develop in the next, I suppose, decade, where Guaranteed Irish is seen as the national and international symbol, an international symbol of trust, but international seal of approval. And what we want to do is make sure more of that is going on product and services across the company, across the globe, I should say. But Guaranteed Irish license is about the business. It's not the product or service. It's the business doing business with another company overseas. So if I'm a manufacturing company here in Ireland, Combilift, let's take them, for example, up in Monaghan, and they're exporting their lifts across the world. It's great to see the Guaranteed Irish symbol on that in every, going into every destination across the world. And we've many products we've many companies who are doing that. And it's not so much that you want to see it on the side of a box or the side of a or the side of a lift. You want to see it on you want to see the business talking about it with pride, because Ireland has a trust index that a lot of other countries don't have. We've a stable government for the most part. We're seen as a reasonably honest country. We've always been peacekeepers. We've always been educators. We've always been missionaries. We have a legacy there, and we need to leverage that, and our predecessors have done us justice, and I think that Guaranteed Irish encapsulates that, and it's about getting that used by our business members in their narrative, so doors are open for them. The Irish Foreign Ambassador, if you like, office network across the world, really strong, very well regarded, seen as very authentic, good guys out there doing a good job. And that's an opportunity for us to use that network and to get our businesses into new markets faster. Because remember, a business that's breaking into new markets has only so much money to do it, and time is of the essence. So it's for us to use the Guaranteed Irish symbol and license as part of the narrative to help them secure and, I suppose, demonstrate their national and homegrown and international seal of approval in those new markets. It really does help.
And another final question really for you is the, you know, there's been a great entrepreneurial surge in this country. There was a time maybe 20 years ago when to be called an entrepreneur was almost like a slur in some corners. But we've seen so many amazing examples of success. You know, people who've built tech companies, for example, that have been sold for billions, literally. We're seeing great examples of Irish prowess from the likes of Stripe, many other companies. Every week, I'm aware of a new startup doing something. Is there, you know, enough interest among entrepreneurs in putting the Guaranteed Irish brand on their site and product? Or is that, you know, particularly when it comes to things like tech and cloud services, because they're not physical goods. You don't put them on a label on a physical item. These may well sit on a website or sit somewhere. Is there a need to outreach to the growing coterie of digital entrepreneurs to kind of say, hey, you know, Guaranteed Irish is actually, you know, an extra arrow in your quiver.
Well, actually, it's a good, very good point you raise. So for entrepreneurs, we like to see them established for at least 2 years. So lots of people would come to Guaranteed Irish and ask for exactly what you said. And it's the business, John, that gets the license, not the product or service. So it's irrelevant. It's for the business and their comms. Mm. So it's not going on the side of anything. No, it can exist, of course, on things like packaging and point of sale and websites, etc. But the reality is it's the business that use it. So, yeah, we do welcome them, but we like the entrepreneur to be established 2 years, because lots of people are, you know, out, they haven't quite left their job, they're not a serious business yet, they haven't proof of concept. So we deal with businesses, not with hobbyists or sidelines. It's really about a business. So once they're established as a business of 2 years of trading accounts, we welcome them. Once we do get them, we love to see the tech side of things coming towards us, because that's the future. We're all working in tech. If you have a mobile phone in your hand, you're in tech. So we look at all those businesses and look at them with interest and actually love to see them, because they're the guys who are telling the stories. And there's areas like not just tech, but there's so much more going on in the world that we haven't dialed into. Like, we've fashion gracing the red carpets at the Oscars coming out of Ireland. Why aren't we championing those? We need more of those on. We need our tech guys who are writing code for every single solution in the world. The likes of Stripe, you've mentioned, you've Microsoft, who are here, who are very active members. We have the likes of Viatel, a fantastic company, is growing and merging and acquiring at such a rate. It's growing at a phenomenal pace. There's so many more companies. We'd love to see Stripe getting back involved with us, but we'd certainly welcome them. And they're great ambassadors for Ireland. And they've often mentioned Ireland and indeed Guaranteed Irish in their passing. So there is huge interest in getting them on board. And there's great interest in seeing how they can be leveraged to help the smaller guys get a foothold and open doors. And that's what Guaranteed Irish is all about. So it's the ecosystem of members helping each other to get to the next level. And there are great wins and great success stories across the board in all those sectors, from food, tech, fashion, pharma, construction, the whole gambit. There's real opportunity there. Ireland is very in vogue at the moment. And what we need to do is dial that up to our advantage, because it will be somebody else's day in the sun in no time at all. So we need to dial that up. And there are opportunities. And we have such a great diaspora across the world over the generations. There is always a softness towards us. But we have to produce the goods. We can't just ride on our coattails of being popular. We have to deliver an exceptional product in a very competitive space and very competitive market price and excellent customer service. And if we don't deliver those, we don't really have a product to go to market in the first place. So, you know, there's no room for complacency. But with assuming there's none of that and it's very competitive and strategic, any business can layer it up with the support of Guaranteed Irish. We'll be delighted to help them.
Brilliant. With that, Breed O'Connell, 50 years of Guaranteed Irish, and it looks like Guaranteed Irish is poised for the next 50 years. So thank you so much for your time.
Thank you, John. It's been my pleasure.